Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one from my books, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And one from my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Both of those books together combined have won 7 international awards. Really proud of them. Sold a lot of books. And they've really, from what I hear back from people, they've helped them. And so I hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. So it's just you and me, still you and me. I want to continue my conversation with you about the economy. I was talking in the previous segment about some of the reporting, some of the headlines that you see about the economy. I even saw a show, a talking head program yesterday, where they had actually a friend of mine on there talking about small business sentiment. And even though he's a friend of mine, he's a smart guy, I didn't think he did a good job of explaining what was really going on out here in small business. One of the things that I think is important to differentiate when we're talking about small business and the economy is small business owners are pathological optimists. So I don't think it's appropriate to talk about optimism when we're talking about small business and the economy, because we're always optimistic. If we weren't optimistic, we wouldn't come back. We'd lock up and go home, pull the covers over our head if we weren't pathological optimists. But I do think it's appropriate to use, I prefer the term sentiment. What is your sentiment? What do you think about what's going on in the economy? What do you think about it? I had a professor one time who didn't like to say, how do you feel about something? He said, I don't want to talk about how you feel. He said, I want to know what you think. And so what do small business owners think about the economy? That's the way I think we should be talking about it. And the way small business owners do that, they actually have two views. They have two different views of the economy, of their future economic possibilities. One of them, and this is really important to remember, whenever you see a survey, whenever you see somebody reporting on small business sentiment, or maybe they use the word optimism, whenever you see that, look for two different views. One of them is about the macroeconomy. How do I feel about, or what do I think about the overall national economy? You know, is the automobile industry strong? Is housing strong? Is trade good? Does the national GDP, how's it doing? That's one thing, and we do think about that. We spend some time thinking about that. But the other view is, what do small business owners think about their own businesses? This is very illuminating when you see those kinds of studies. And some of them that I report on right here on the show over the years have included both of those. What does a small business owner think about their business? And what do they think about the national economy? And sometimes they have two different ideas. They have two different perspectives on those two things. I have seen it where the small business owner is optimistic about their own business. They're confident of their own business because they have more control of that. But if the main economy, the big economy, is a little shakier, they become less confident in that because they have less control over that issue, over that world. And so this is really important when somebody says, what do small business owners think about their future? Then it's appropriate to say, what are we talking about, how they feel about themselves, what they think about their own ability to be competitive and to go forward, or what do they think about the U.S. economy? For example, One of the things that I've spent a lot of time talking about over the last several years is the financial strength, the overall financial health and strength of the small business sector, significantly better than it was before 2008. One of the things I predicted after 2008 was that there wouldn't be as many startups. That came to pass. And therefore, those companies that survived would have less competition because the startups wouldn't be creating the low end, the low ball pricing competition that's not always healthy. And they wouldn't have the competition as much. And if they survived, by definition, they would have deleveraged. They would have learned how to operate their businesses better. And over that time, they would have strengthened their balance sheet and their cash positions. And that's exactly what's happened over the last 10 years. So it's very appropriate, very normal. If the economy does slow some this year, for small business owners to say, yes, I recognize that the economy is off a little bit nationally, but I'm strong here. I've got a strong balance sheet. I have no debt. My cash flow is good. As long as we don't go into a full-blown depression and my customers go into bankruptcy, I can ride this out better than ever. And I bet many of you know what I'm talking about. You're seeing it. You're living it right now. Because if you survived 2008, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So hang in there, small business owners. Let's continue to be discerning consumers of information. Let's not just read the headlines. Let's look into the details. Let's raise the hood of this information and make sure that we're not following around the headlines around, that we're paying attention to what's really happening on the ground. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.